In the past, it was up to states to determine how industrial hemp was regulated. However, with the most recent proposed USDA regulations, states must comply with a universal set of rules. Some major points in the proposed rules by the USDA include required hemp tests for THC levels within 15 days of harvest, testing must be done by DEA-registered labs, farmers will be found for negligence if THC levels exceed 0.5%, and testing will be done only to the top third of the plant. Andrew Rigby is the Director of Medical Cannabis and Industrial Hemp Programs for the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food.
There's just a tightening, a compression of the rule set. There's less flexibility, there's less margin for error, which complicates things for cultivators. And what the USDA has asked all 50 states to do is submit a proposal of industrial hemp program. They will either approve or not approve. It is the state's intention to have an application submitted to the USDA by year's end. Our application won't be proposing to change our program drastically.
Utah's rules were set after looking into regulations already put into place by other states. Some regulations that Utah has put into place, such as transport license and permits, are going to be a part of the new regulations. According to Tom Paskett, the executive director of Utah Cannabis Association, it's hard on the farmer to keep changing up the regulations.
All this ambiguity and the changing of rules is only having a chilling effect on the industry at large. When it's so difficult to understand the rules and regulations of the industry that you're working in, that you can't sleep at night, it's people reach a point where, okay, well, that's not worth it. I'm going to grow tomatoes instead.
This year, the number of hemp farmers in Utah that will be affected by the regulation change is estimated to jump from 180 to 250. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.